Welcome to Blogs on Tape. Today's post is The Dog Who Speaks Softly and the Woman Who Barks Like a Dog. Written by Marsworms, aka Teeny Tiny Samantha the Martian Worm Girl, and originally published in May of 2021 on her blog Save vs. Worm at saveversworm.blogspot.com. The Dog Who Speaks Softly and the Woman Who Barks Like a Dog. The dog-headed men of the barbarian north feast on the flesh of their fellow men. They go hunting with their spears and lances, pouring forth on horseback to slay woman, man, eunuch, and child, the naked bodies slung over their mounts, their packs full of stolen silver. They return to their homes in the wilderness. The nomad dogmen wear necklaces of human teeth and spheres of silver. They take perverse pleasure in desecrating the idols of the gods of the Enlightened Empire's good religion. In the east, the dog-headed men of generations past seized the lands beyond the Empire and formed their own kingdom at the crossroads of west and east. The dog-headed men of this land do not act so wildly, but instead keep their fellow man in outdoor preserves and cook them up in highbrow ways. The eastern dogmen wear gold and rich silks and long gloves that reach up to their elbows. The fire priests of the good religion use the dog-headed men as a moralistic example of what not to do. Their cannibalism is a most heinous sin, and one which suffuses their whole bodies with uncleanliness. But they are not unclean by nature. Humans are never unclean by nature. Rather, the dog-headed men worship devas and sully their holy forms with cannibalism. The Mobads refuse any dogman who does not abandon meat for the flesh of fish and flora, the life furthest from man-flesh in all respects. It is a well-known fact that the gaze of a dog dispels unclean spirits. The dog-headed men despise dogs. The Mobads say, because the demons riding on their backs fear the dog's gaze. The dogmen say, because domesticated dogs are just disgusting and uncanny. When descending on a town, they bash the heads in of the people's hounds and leave their bodies to rot. They fear and hate wolves as well, culling them in the wilderness and sacrifice them in mass pyres and ashen burials. The Dog Who Speaks Softly. In the city of Humakayun, the port of the north, there dwells a lone dog-headed man. His new name is Pesirkub, and he hates to hear his old name. He wears his hair cropped close to his head, and is clad in a green cloak that descends over his whole body. He lives with a local wife, a woman without a dog's head, named Somaya, and has a single daughter, Elnas, cursed with dog-headedness. He despairs over his daughter's already present taste for flesh. Pesirkub moved to Humakayun from a town on the borderlands with the barbarian north. He was a member of a group of dogmen who bowed before the governing authority there and took part in the rituals of the local shrine, abandoning their ways. Taken into the employ of the temple, he traveled to Humakayun with an entourage of similarly converted dog-headed men, although he kept with him a wooden idol of a dog-man god, stained red from soaked blood. On the way there, his companions were attacked by bandits and slaughtered, leading him and a young temple functionary to flee across the wilderness to the port city. He was the first dog-headed man to live in Humakayun for some time. There were several dog-headed women there when he arrived, and he disavowed bloodshed for the second time in his life. He had his canines removed so that he may never again puncture the arteries of a man, and, for this reason, he speaks with a lisp and mutters quietly to avoid barking harshly as the dogmen do. He is ashamed of who he is. He keeps a pale greyhound to keep himself beneath its baleful gaze. One day, he returned home to find his daughter gnawing on a bird. She took to crawling around on all fours and snatching at flitting insects and crawling lizards with her gnashing teeth. She still has the canine fangs her father tore from his mouth. She is 16 years of age now and sneaks out at night to do things her father and mother do not know. He fears his own daughter. Pesir Kub is a level 2 fighter, but does not carry weapons. He can speak and understand the speech of the dogmen, but refuses to utter any of its words. His most valued possessions are his dog and his hidden, bloody idol, and his greatest loves are his wife, his daughter, and his work. The Woman Who Barks Like a Dog. Among the dog-headed tribe of Kanashan, there lives a woman without a dog's head. She only goes by the name Half Moon, and she bellows out wildly and harshly when the tribe goes on hunts. She is a warrior of the dogmen, who left her life in the fertile valleys of the Enlightened Empire to join the people who ate her neighbors. She was gracious to them for doing so. The very ones they devoured were the ones who tormented her for her blemishes, her clumsiness, and her quietness. When they gulped down the flesh of the firebrand preacher, she saw the man who ordered her exiled into the forest for perversion destroyed in cosmic justice. Despite everything the Mobads say about dog-headed men and the Devas who ride upon their backs and the heinous sin of cannibalism that curses their whole people, she was saved by the rapacious rampages of the Kanashan dogmen. And so she joined them. Half Moon walks on all fours when she is not riding a horse. She finds it an easier way to move around than shakily stepping around on 2 feet. She keeps her hair long and unkempt, and wears mail armor and cloaks that drape over her body as she crawls around. She used to speak haltingly in Shahanistani, but now issues orders to her fellow dog warriors in the barking tongue of the dogmen. But she refuses to eat the flesh of men, instead hunting beasts in the forest and snatching the burnt flesh of wolf sacrifices. She leaves the cannibalism to her dogmen benefactors. Half Moon is a level 4 fighter who wields a long, rusted sword as her primary weapon. She lives in a yurt that she can tear down and carry with her on her horse. She collects trinkets and baubles and curiosities and is fond of little things that catch her eye. She never wants to return to Shahanistan. That was The Dog Who Speaks Softly and the Woman Who Barks Like a Dog, written by Itty Bitty Marsworms, whose arms are so tiny she can't even grasp a cookie, and read for you by Nick L.S. Whalen. Blogs on Tape is a project to make great RPG blogs more accessible. It's a community effort, which you can contribute to by doing all the same things that every piece of online media asks of you. Your podcatcher of choice probably allows you to like, comment, and subscribe, or some analog thereof, or, if you're really cool, you know someone who would enjoy one of the many episodes of Blogs on Tape we've produced. You can send them an episode directly, and then you've done two nice things, one for them and one for me. Whether or not you're inclined to do any of that, thank you very much for listening.